Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. John C. Maxwell stated, "A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way." God raises leaders with varying capacities of influence. Our guest today has been used by the Lord to lead one of America's largest churches. You know, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, while we exist to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to put your faith, your trust in Him. Whatever it is that you might be facing, whatever you might be feeling within yourself, and sometimes I know there are all kinds of turmoils that go on inside of us. Other people might not even know it, but you know what it is. But you know what? God also knows, and He loves you, He cares for you, and He wants me to point you to Jesus Christ, for you to put your trust in Him and have all your sins forgiven, your wrongs made right because of what Jesus did on the cross over 2,000 years ago for your sins, shedding His blood on that cross. You know, Christ was buried and He was raised again on the third day. And the living Christ calls you today to Himself. And you can have a new start in life, the future, much brighter, greater than the past, and it can start today. Dr. Jack Graham is the pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church, one of the nation's largest churches and most dynamic congregations. You know, when Dr. Graham came to Prestonwood in 1989, it was an 8,000-member congregation, and they responded so enthusiastically to his straightforward message and powerful preaching style, as you will hear just from our heart-to-heart today, our heart-to-heart talk. He challenged the Prestonwood family with a vision for a larger outreach, and the church moved to a larger auditorium. Well, in his over 20 years of ministry there, the church has grown to over 30,000 members and continues to grow. That's right, you heard it correct. Over 30,000 members. I've had the privilege to speak with and talk with Dr. Graham, and I wanted you to be in on it and listen to the things that we shared. I want to share more about him along the way, you know, during our program, but I want you to hear his heart in this special interview. And, you know, Dr. Graham is also going to be coming to Hawaii to minister to our pastors and our leaders and our women in leadership. And I'll talk more about that as well. But for now, let's get started in this very special interview with Dr. Jack Graham, the senior pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. Pastor, where did you grow up?
I was born in a little town in central Arkansas called Conway, Arkansas, 30 miles north of Little Rock. And it was I was born in 1950, so that's right, I'm 62 years of age. You don't have to add it too quickly. And but so I grew up in the happy days of the 1950s in a small town there in Arkansas. My dad actually operated a drive-in restaurant, actually. And so imagine that, you know, a little town with my dad owning a hot dog stand, basically, and just enjoying life. And but I moved to Fort Worth, Texas. Our family moved at the age of 10, so I became a Texan. And still am today after those early years in Arkansas. So We moved to Fort Worth, Texas, and I did most of the rest of my growing up years in Texas.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
My grandfather on my mother's side, maternal grandfather. We actually lived in his home. His wife, my grandmother, had passed away when I was an infant, and we moved in with him. And he was a godly, dedicated Christian, and some of my earliest memories are sitting on his knee in his room, his reading the scriptures to me, telling me the stories of the Bible, speaking to me about Christ. So he had a huge influence to this very day on my life in those formative years. I admired him very much. And then my parents. My parents were dedicated. I grew up in the church, my brother and I both. And so I'm grateful for parents who not just dropping me off at church, but who led me to church and served Christ there as well. And then my older brother, 13 years my senior, older, was my hero as a little boy. You know, your big brother is always hopefully a hero, and he was for me. He became a minister. He was called to preach, and I'm certain that his willingness to follow God's call to open the door for me later to also hear God's call. We're the only pastors in my family. My dad, as I said, had a drive-in restaurant and later worked in a hardware store. So we were not from a family of ministers, but my brother and I both were called to preach the gospel, and certainly his influence in my life throughout really all my days has been huge. So that's my brother Bob Graham, who is now in heaven. He passed away 2 years ago, and I'm so grateful for his life and the legacy that we had as brothers and in our family.
Pastor, what a power-packed duo. I mean, two ministers and one family.
Well, it was a great, great brotherhood, literally and physically, and he blazed the trail in that sense and went ahead of me and gave me such a positive view of ministry, and was a great pastor throughout his years, and I admired him very much. So I'm grateful for the heritage that God gave me.
You know, I had a chance to watch an I Am Second clip of a story that you told early on in your life. Would you mind sharing that pivotal event that happened in your youth that deeply impacted you?
Well, I would be glad to. As I mentioned, my father was, like any man's father, if you love your father, you think he is so indestructible. But when I was 20 years of age and a college student, my father was severely injured in a robbery in the hardware store that he worked. And he ended up passing away from injuries received in this robbery. And we became victims of violent crime. And my father was a murder victim. And when I was 20 years of age, so as a young minister already, my brother as I mentioned, was ahead of me in life and in the ministry, but we both banded together with our mother and sought Christ and his comfort, and certainly he gave it. When my father passed away that evening, I tell the story in the I Am Second video that you're speaking about. If any of your viewers or listeners rather are interested, they can simply go to imsecond.com and type in my name and that, along with many other videos of people's stories, they can find it there. But the bottom line is that evening when my father passed away, I went down to the little chapel where they're in the hospital. Most hospitals have a chapel of some kind, and I was alone. It was dark, and I just sensed in a way that I never experienced up until that moment, and rarely since, just the presence of God. And I renewed my own faith, and rather than being embittered, I was committed more than ever to preaching the gospel, to light a candle in the darkness. I had a choice. I could either curse the darkness and what had happened, or I could choose to turn on the light and preach Christ.
This is Dr. Jack Graham. He's the senior pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. The church has actually several locations now, and his leadership has been used by God to grow the church to over 31,000 members, and they continuously see people coming to faith in Jesus Christ. You know, when you listen to him talk about deeply personal, gut-wrenching experience that happened with him and his dad, that happened to his dad and how it impacted him as a young man, you can get a sense of where the rhyme and reason goes, if we can say it like that, as to how God uses tragedy to deepen our hearts and our relatability, our connectability with other people. Pain relates with pain. And there's a strange comfort that comes with that when you know and somebody understands. Sort of reminds me of our Lord Jesus Christ, who went and suffered the ultimate sacrifice, paid the ultimate price, gave the ultimate sacrifice for you and for me. And his understanding of the depths that we go through as human beings. And he does so with such great love, our Lord Jesus. And Dr. Graham is going to share more about his story and even more about his life and ministry when we come back. But you know, on September 28th, that's a Friday, September 28th at the Ko'olau Ballrooms from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Dr. Jack Graham will be the guest speaker of Salem Media of Hawaii's 99.5 FM KGU, the 2012 Pastor's Appreciation Dinner. And you're going to be hearing about that. In fact, we're going to, before our commercial break, I want you to hear a special commercial about that very event. And then we'll have our other commercials following that. And then we'll be back. But listen, we'll be back with more as we come back from our break. We'll be back with more from a special interview with Dr. Jack Graham and hear more from his heart. Because, you know, you might be going through things in your life today that as you listen, he'll talk about parenting, talk about raising kids. He and his wife, Deb, they've written a book together. In fact, she's going to be coming too to speak to women in leadership. We'll talk more about that, but stay with us. Don't go away now, because we've got more from Dr. Jack Graham. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
It's the 5th annual KGU Pastor Appreciation Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the beautiful Ko'olau Ballrooms in Kaneohe. Pastors, you and a guest are invited to join us for a wonderful time of fellowship with other pastors, dinner on us, and an uplifting message from Jack Graham, pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and host of PowerPoint, a TV and radio ministry heard across the U.S., Europe, and the Middle East. Then on Saturday, September 29th at noon, ladies, join us for our first ever KGU Women in Ministry Luncheon with special guest speaker Deb Graham, who along with her husband Jack authored the book Courageous Parenting. Both events are free, but seating is limited, so reserve your complimentary tickets now by registering online at 99.5kgufm.com for either our Pastor Appreciation Dinner September 28th or the Women in Ministry Luncheon September 29th. That's 99.5kgufm.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Dr. Jack Graham, you know, before our break, he was talking about how his father was murdered in a store that his father was running, and a business that he had, and how that impacted his life. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today is Dr. Jack Graham. He's the senior pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. The church has grown to over 31,000 members. People continuously come to Christ through that very powerful ministry. Dr. Graham has served two terms as president of the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest American Protestant denomination with 16 million members, and as president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Pastors Conference. He's a noted author of numerous books, including You Can Make a Difference, Lessons from the Heart, A Hope and a Future, Life According to Jesus, Are You Fit for Life?, and Powering Up, Courageous Parenting, which he co-authored with his wife, Deb, and based on their experiences as parents. Dr. Graham's passion, as you will hear in this interview, passionate biblical teaching is also seen and heard across the country and throughout the world on PowerPoint ministries. His broadcasts and online sermons, his email messages addresses the relevant everyday issues that we all face that are prevalent in our culture, that strike a chord on a very personal level with audiences worldwide. During our break, you might have heard about the 2012 Pastors Appreciation Dinner on September 28th at the Ko'olau Ballrooms from 6 to 8:30 p.m. You can find out more and register at www.995.com. KGUFM.com. That's 995KGUFM.com. That's for pastors and their guests. And also the next day on September 29th, that's a Saturday, Women in Ministry. That's going to be a luncheon where the guest speaker is Deb Graham, and she'll be speaking from 12. It'll be an event from 12 noon to 2:30 p.m. there also at Ko'olau Ballrooms. Again, 99.5kguFM.com. Now, let's go back and listen to this interview with Dr. Jack Graham.
Choose to turn on the light and preach Christ and spend my days lifting Christ and fighting the enemy who creates so much havoc and devilment in people's lives. And so that was a commitment. So what Satan meant for evil, you know, God has used for good in my life. I never would have chosen it, of course, but as a young man, I did suffer. I was newly married. My wife and I were just getting started, but it helped us to grow up maybe faster, helped me to be a better comforter of people in the ministry. I understood perhaps at a younger age than I would have ordinarily. But it was a very rough and dark time, but I'm grateful that, you know, God gave me the grace to let it go and let God deal with. I'm often asked, you know, what happened to the man who killed your father? And the answer is he went to prison. We never followed up on it. That's God's business. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I never allowed myself to hate the man who killed my father, because bitterness, hatred turned inside is an acid that will destroy its own container. So I just refuse to allow this man to destroy our family and the future that God had for us. So we renewed our commitment to Christ, and through the years, God has used that story to help others.
Pastor Graham, you know, I often talk with people and they share out of their brokenness, and it's often said, and I think we've seen it, where people who have suffered greatly have a certain unique capacity to touch others, and God really uses that. You know, I saw a 20th anniversary video of you there at Prestonwood Baptist Church, and I listened to the members of your congregation who spoke of you with such endearment, such love, just emanated out of them. And I thought, wow, what a warmth of a pastor. I mean, to have taken the church under God's leadership from 8,000 to over 31,000 people. How did you discover that God uniquely gifted you for ministry?
In one sense, I always knew, even as a little boy, that God wanted to use me to share Christ. And I came to Jesus as a little boy, professed my faith in Christ, was baptized as a child, and again, somewhat, no doubt, due to the influence of my older brother, who I admired so much, I just always sensed that God was going to put me in ministry. Can't explain that, but I knew that. So when I was a teenager, when I really did know, and I believe the scripture says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. And I do believe God calls us to the work that we've been given. Certainly he calls us to ministry, but he also calls people to do what you do. He's called you to your assignment in life. And certainly God, no doubt in my mind, called me to preach the gospel. I've never had any desire beyond that call, but to preach the gospel and pastor a local church. So I've never sought anything else, desired to do anything else to this very day. Now I was ordained 43 years ago now as a teenager. I was 19 when I was ordained to the ministry. And it just has been an incredible adventure of faith, not without disappointments and discouragements like all pastors face, but you know, God has blessed us in ways that we could have never imagined. And it's that call of God that keeps compelling me, that gets me up every day. You know, what gets you up in the morning? Is it your alarm clock or is it the call of God? Mm. And for me, it's always been those trumpets in the morning that call us to do what God has called us to do.
Yes. What do you attribute to the growth of Prestonwood Baptist Church?
We're in the right time, the right place. There's that great verse in Esther. You know, the book of Esther is a great book. It's the providence of God and how God saved the nation through Esther. The name of God is never mentioned in the book of Esther, but his presence, his hand, his fingerprints are all over the book and how he was working invisibly, invincibly behind the scenes. And there's that passage in there where Mordecai, her uncle, said to Esther, calling her and challenging her to stand with her people, "But who knows that thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And I would say our church, God raised it up in a certain time, in a certain place. God gave us a great opportunity in a major city, a major metropolitan area here in Dallas. God placed in the church fantastic people who pray and seek God and want more than anything to fulfill the Great Commission locally as well as globally. He continues to add to our congregation, people who come alongside of us and enable us to continue growing. And there's just a holy momentum with the church. I've been here now 23 years as pastor, and the church began very well as a new church start. Then, unfortunately, the founding pastor was unable to continue as pastor due to some situations in his life, and it looked like the church was irretrievably broken, but God raised it up. The people prayed. I was down in West Palm Beach, Florida, South Florida, as a young pastor. They called me over here, and it's been just an amazing, wonderful experience. Our people have been so responsive. You know, one of the things that I would say, there's so many reasons that you can point to as to why God would choose to use a church like this, any church, really. I often say, you know, if you can explain it, God probably didn't do it. So there are many things we can't explain other than that God has chosen to use us. We've been faithful to reach people for Christ, to keep Christ-centered, to be biblically committed. We believe in the inerrancy and infallibility of Scripture. We've never compromised on the message. We've never tried to be a church that diluted the message in order to make it more palatable to people, but rather we preach the word of God, and people have responded. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all unto myself." So we have made every effort in the pulpit and in the people of the church, in our communities, our neighborhoods, to exalt Christ and to teach God's word and to be faithful in our witness and to minister to people and serve people in our community. And so all of that in the mixture, all of that in the recipe, the sovereign hand of God, being in the right place, the right time, God just has raised this church up in ways that we could have never imagined. I could have never imagined that this church would grow to the extent that it has grown. We're now not only on one campus, but we are in two other additional campuses, plus a Spanish-speaking venue. We will be adding more campuses as God leads us. And I've never been more fired up about the future that I am right now.
There's an amazing contentment that goes along with the fiery passion that Dr. Jack Graham has. You know, it's like he's in a flow. It's in a flow of God's calling, a flow of God's grace. And I think that flow, you know, where someone may wish that they were in, maybe in his shoes, or perhaps you're wishing or envious of someone else and wanting to be where they are. When the real sweet spot in our lives is when there is a grace and contentment to know that we are where God wants us to be at this particular time, and that there's a reason, there's a purpose for where we are, and our priorities begin to really line up. And as they do, God can take us to the next place. And it may or may not be exactly when and where we want him to take us. But when we begin to find our peace and contentment in the Lord, sort of like how Dr. Graham is talking about, he would have never dreamed that you know, God would use him in that way. And yet God has. Where are you right now? Are you striving? You know, the scripture says in Psalms, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. And if you're striving, well, you know, you're not alone. I've done that a lot in my life, too. And it's caused me a lot of discontent as opposed to contentment. Striving, you get tired, you get frustrated, you know, why isn't she doing or he doing what he's supposed to do? We're not moving fast enough, we're not growing quick enough, things aren't showing the way that I think they ought to be shown, and the Lord is sort of whispering to us sometimes, like in times like these, hey, are you striving to build this whole thing on your own, or are you letting me do it in my way and in my time? And, you know, God has a certain way of being able to accelerate growth when it's not so much on our own doing, but his doing. I say that as a way of just encouraging you, you know, saying, hey, look, I'm with you. The Lord knows. The Lord is with us. And he sends a man of great stature and influence and yet great humility and authenticity, like Dr. Jack Graham, to share with us heart to heart, as he has in this feature interview. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we'll hear more. Dr. Graham is going to talk to us about his family, about the Lord helping us through difficult times, you know, times of discouragement. Some of you might be in leadership of some kind. There might be a pastor who's listening or a church leader. He'll even talk about parenting. I know parents are listening and maybe struggling with certain things right now. You might also be listening and, you know, you're kind of getting an opportunity to listen in on what the Christian life really is, but you yourself have never come to Christ. You've never put your trust in the Lord. Dr. Graham will also talk with you about that. When we come back, we'll hear more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
It's the 5th Annual KGU Pastor Appreciation Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the beautiful Ko'olau Ballrooms in Kaneohe. Pastors, you and a guest are invited to join us for a wonderful time of fellowship with other pastors, dinner on us, and an uplifting message from Jack Graham, pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and host of PowerPoint, a TV and radio ministry heard across the U.S., Europe, and the Middle East. Then on Saturday, September 29th at noon, ladies, join us for
our first ever KGU Women in Ministry Luncheon with special guest speaker Deb Graham, who along with her husband Jack authored the book Courageous Parenting. Both events are free, but seating is limited, so reserve your complimentary tickets now by registering online at 995KGUFM.com for either our Pastor Appreciation Dinner September 28th or the Women in Ministry Luncheon September 29th. That's 995KGUFM.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We love to talk about family and ministry and raising children and marriage, and we really like to talk about the things that go on in life. And, you know, things that go on in our lives aren't always smooth. The road is not always well-paved. Sometimes there's bumps along the way. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and my featured guest today is Dr. Jack Graham. He's the senior pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. The church has grown to over 31,000 members in multiple locations. He is the featured speaker and host of PowerPoint Ministries. It's an international ministry, radio ministry, a ministry that uses media, social media, and other ways to bring life and hope to people in the name of Christ. And Dr. Graham is our guest today. Let me also mention to you, as you're listening and you say, "Hey, Danny, I caught the tail end of that last segment. Can I get the rest of the show? I'd like to listen to it in its entirety." You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and download the show as a free podcast. But I would also ask you to do something else, as I typically do. Go and send it to a family member or friend that, you know, you think will impact them. It will help them. It will enrich their life. Remember, the 5th Annual Pastor's Appreciation Dinner, September 28th. That's a Friday at Ko'olau Ballrooms from 6 to 8:30 p.m. with Jack Graham as the guest speaker. And the 2012 Women in Ministry Luncheon on Saturday, September 29th at Ko'olau Ballrooms from 12 noon to 2:30 p.m. with guest speaker Deb Graham, and worship led by Total Praise. You can go to 995KGUFM.com for more information, 995KGUFM.com to register. And now here's more with Dr. Jack Graham as we speak, or as he speaks, about family and life and ministry in the local church. Tell us about your family.
Deb and I have been married for 42 years. We were met as college students at a Baptist university in West Texas called Hardin-Simmons University. We have been through life together. God has given us a great marriage. She's coming with me out there to meet the fine folks there in Honolulu and beyond in Hawaii. And I really look forward to introducing Deb, and she's going to be speaking in our time there, as well as me. God gave us three great children. They're all adults now. An older son who's an attorney and a strong Christian. He and his wife and our grandson and a child on the way with them are in the church, along with our daughter and her husband, who is also in the church and active in the ministry here. And then our younger son, who works with PowerPoint Ministry and also the church communications, leading our communication division of the church and communicating the message and our marketing and all of that. So the entire church, the entire family is involved in the ministry of the church here. We have another granddaughter to our son. So we are, as the psalmist said, the lines have fallen unto us in pleasant places. And I'm so grateful. There's no greater joy, the scripture says, than that your children walk in truth. And I'm so grateful that our children and our grandchildren are growing up to know and follow Christ.
parenting. I know you and Deb wrote a book, Courageous Parenting. You know, what would you say, you know, in difficult times that people have, and even people in the ministry sometimes have difficult times with raising children, and what words of encouragement would you give to someone who is trying to live the Christian life and is just struggling right now because something that seems beyond their control is happening? How would you encourage them?
Well, the book title on our book on parenting really says it all for me, Courageous Parenting. It does take courage to be a Christian in our culture, and it takes courage to be a Christian parent. And courage in the sense that we are in a battle for the lives of our families. The battle really in across America, around the world, is for the family. And so you have to fight for your family. It is a spiritual war, and Satan delights in taking families down, attacking our children. So the battle, of course, is on our knees, and to pray for our children. And I would encourage parents there, whether you're in ministry as a pastor, a church leader, or a lay person in your church, a Christian, you're trying to raise your children. Maybe you're a single mom, a single dad, and it's very difficult, it's very demanding, but just know that you have spiritual weapons in prayer, in the Word of God, in your own testimony of faith that can counteract all the attacks of the enemy, and that you should keep believing God for your children, even if your children don't know Christ, or maybe they know Him but are away from Him. You don't give up. You keep praying. You keep working. You keep living for Christ and doing the right thing, and ultimately, by God's grace, your children will come to Him and or come back to Him. You do all the right things. And, you know, as I mentioned, my parents led me to church. They just didn't drop me off at church or advise me to go. So setting the right example, teaching your children, nurturing them. The Scripture says, nurture your children in the admonition of the Lord, in the teaching of the Lord. So we have the obligation, the opportunity to train our children. But even with all of that, we know that children have a will of their own. And so I may be speaking to someone who, you've done all those things. You've prayed, you've trained, you've led your children to church. You've done everything you know how to do, and maybe more. So I would say to you, don't give up. Never give up on your kids. We're just not going to let Satan have our kids. There are many enemies. There's drugs and alcohol in the culture. Sometimes children choose the wrong friends. They get to running with the wrong crowd, and your influence of a parent as a parent is lessened. But your influence with God as a prayer warrior and a partner with God in raising your children never stops. So don't give up. Rest in the promises of God that if you give your children to the Lord in His own way, in His own time, they will come to Him.
Dr. Graham, you're going to be speaking to leaders, pastors, church leaders, when you come here. But the thing, this whole thing about discouragement of the leaders face and deal with, why do so many pastors struggle with discouragement?
Because we're human, and sometimes we think that pastors are supermen, that they just can blow right past every obstacle, but we are human. The Apostle Paul, the greatest Christian and church leader who ever lived, once said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We are earthly. We have human failures, and we face problems that we can't handle. And many pastors are dealing with personal issues and crisis in their own life. We just talked about our children. Some pastors struggle because their children are not with the Lord or walking with the Lord. There are other pastors who their churches is difficult. Maybe there's, unfortunately, in some churches, there's division and disunity. And, you know, the devil would, you know, he would rather disrupt a church and divide a church than sell drugs on a street corner. I mean, he delights in disrupting church because that's what the message is. And if he could somehow defeat the pastor or discourage the pastor, and that happens regularly. And so many pastors, you know, they end up fighting the infighting and the accusations and the criticisms. Many pastors take undue criticism. And I would really encourage you, if you are a church member, that you pray for your pastor. He's not perfect. He's human. But he loves God. He wants your church to grow. Believe in him. Trust in him. Follow his leadership. That's so very, very important. Pastors are in need of rest. One of the things that I advise pastors to do is take enough time off to renew their own soul, their own spirit. And we'll be talking about some of those things when we come out there.
Yes.
To speak. And that's really a theme of mine, to encourage pastors. And particularly right now, I believe I'm going to bring a message. I feel led to bring a message on balance in the life of the minister and just keeping your life balanced. And I have several ways that I've tried to do that over the years. And that I'll be sharing with the pastors and church leaders.
You know, balance is one of those things that we all need. Whatever we do in our lives, there's a need for balance. And Dr. Graham is speaking about that specifically in terms of pastors and leaders. He's going to be sharing that special message at the 5th Annual Pastors Appreciation Dinner. It's Friday, September 28th at Koala Ballroom from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., to register, to hear Dr. Graham speak and to register for this event. It's a free event. Go to 99.5kgufm.com. And also, Deb Graham, Dr. Graham's wife, will also be speaking at the Women in Ministry Luncheon on Saturday, September 29th at Koala Ballrooms from 12 noon to 2:30 p.m. at 99.5kgufm.com. That's how you can register. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we're going to hear Dr. Graham talk to someone today who, you know, you're listening in, but you haven't yet put your faith in Christ. You're sort of like getting an inside look of what Christian life is all about. And it's a good thing because there's a certain level of authenticity, you know. The Lord loves people, but we're imperfect. We're human beings. And you might be going through things in your own life. You're searching, you're yearning, you want to find out more. Dr. Graham has a special message just for you. You know, the Holy Spirit works in supernatural ways, and I think you'll sense it when we come back. Stay with us.
Entering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
It's the 5th Annual KGU Pastor Appreciation Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the beautiful Koala Ballrooms in Kaneohe. Pastors, you and a guest are invited to join us for a wonderful time of fellowship with other pastors, dinner on us, and an uplifting message from Jack Graham, pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and host of PowerPoint, a TV and radio ministry heard across the U.S., Europe, and the Middle East. Then on Saturday, September 29th at noon, ladies, join us for our first ever KGU Women in Ministry Luncheon with special guest speaker Deb Graham, who along with her husband Jack authored the book Courageous Parenting. Both events are free, but seating is limited, so reserve your complimentary tickets now by registering online at 99.5kgufm.com for either our Pastor Appreciation Dinner, September 28th, or the Women in Ministry Luncheon, September 29th. That's 99.5kgufm.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Tinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
And we're clear that the reason we have The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. To find out more about our program, our show, to download podcasts for free, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a special closing message, closing words, and a prayer from Dr. Jack Graham, Senior Pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church. And he's talking with us about someone who is searching, longing. Listen to Dr. Graham. We have listeners that don't know the Lord. They don't know the Lord. They've never entered into a personal relationship. They've never put their faith in Jesus Christ. But they're seeking. They're searching. Someone today, Dr. Graham, is wondering, hey, okay, I'm listening to this program. I hear them. It's almost like we're giving them an inside look of sort of the insides of what happens in the Christian life. But they're looking from the outside in. Doctor, what would you say to someone who's spiritually hungry, searching, but has not yet come to Christ? What would you say?
I would say it is urgent that you come to Christ today. If the Spirit of God is moving in your life, and you know, you don't just all of a sudden decide to seek God. In fact, on our own, we don't seek God. The Bible says no man seeks God. If you are seeking God, if you have questions, if you have a hunger and a need in your life, God placed that there. And maybe you gave someone in your life who shared the faith with you, or maybe a crisis even in your life has come along that has caused you to cry out to God. Maybe you don't even know if there is a God, but you're crying out to know if there is a God for him to help you. And or maybe you went to church for the first time in years. I don't know the circumstances of your life, but if you're seeking God, it is because God's Spirit is working in your life. God's Word is breaking through in your life. And so that's a very, very important thing. And so don't throw that away. Don't put that off. You know, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He rose again on the third day. And if you by faith will receive the gift that he is giving, which is eternal life and the forgiveness of sin, so that you can know that life has meaning and purpose and that you're on your way to heaven, that you will be with Christ in heaven forever. If that is happening in your life, get on your knees right now or just bow your head right now wherever you are. And don't put it off another day, because you're not certain that you have another day. You're not certain that you have another opportunity. In fact, there's a scripture which says God's Spirit will not always struggle with a man. There's a time when God may choose, if you don't respond, to take his hand off your life. But God loves you, and God is calling you to himself, and God wants you to respond to His love and receive His goodness in your life by trusting in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So my very strong appeal to you is don't put it off another second. Right now, right where you are, invite Jesus to come into your life. He said, I stand at the door and knock, the door of your life. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. The Bible puts it this way, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Saved from what? Saved from sin. Saved from a life without Him. Saved from a future in eternity without Him. You can be saved by the love and the power of Jesus Christ who gave Himself for you. Do it today. The Bible says today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Unfortunately, you know, if we do something long enough, we get good at it, you know. And if we say no and no and no and no and no and no to God, pretty soon we get so good at saying no, we say no for the last time. So that's a warning, but it's also an appeal that now is the time, today's the day, respond and receive Christ into your life.
Dr. Graham, this has been such a unique and timely moment as you've shared out of your life and you've shared into the lives of people right where they are. It's an amazing way that the Spirit of the Lord has moved and moved through you. Dr. Graham, could you lead us in a prayer, special closing prayer for our time together?
I'd be glad to. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love for each one of us. First, that you called us to yourself, that you gave yourself for us to die on the cross, to live forever, that we might have eternal life. We thank you for that salvation. We thank you for the call that you've given us to serve you. And we pray that we will always be faithful and accountable. We thank you for your church, for your people. I thank you for your people there in Hawaii. And I pray that you would continue to encourage the pastors and church leaders and bless them as they seek to make a difference in that important state and to the wonderful people of the islands there. Lord, we do pray that when we come together, when we meet in a few weeks at the event, that we'll have the opportunity to enjoy the fellowship that you've given us in Christ. Thank you for this wonderful time that we've had together, and we especially thank you for those right now who are receiving you as Lord and Savior. Yes. And inviting you to come into their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen in each day at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Our stories are now downloadable for free at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them with a friend. 2 Timothy 1:13 says, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus." It's always a blessing to be with you. Today we featured Dr. Jack Graham. And to go to 99.5kgufm.com to find out more. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.